Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Zamach, and we are 9 lines from the bottom of daf Nun Tes Amid Beis Meisvei. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu Bnei Yisrael Hanesunim Batzor Bashivya. Before I begin, I just want to give a Yashar Koyach to the chevra here in Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh, and Befrat to Nosen for making this happening, David and Yaakov and Binyam, and really the whole chevra, which always come together for occasions like this. So we're moving along here in Perek Arba Mises Bezdin, discussing sugyas related to Bnei Noach, specifically Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav's memra on the top of that Nun Tes Amid Beis, where the Gemara said, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Adam HaRishon Loi Puter Loi Basal Achila. Adam HaRishon was not allowed to eat red meat. So Adam HaRishon was told, Mikol Eitz Hagan Achal Toichel. Adam HaRishon was told that all the vegetation that was created on the third day, Lochem Yil Achla, but as it relates to the Chayat Sa'aretz, as it relates to meat, Adam HaRishon Loi Puter Loi Basal Achila. The Gemara has a little bit of a discussion about Rav Yehuda Amar Rav's memra, and that's where we pick up right now. Says the Gemara Meisvei, I'll ask you a kasha. Hoy Rav Yehuda Ben Tema Oimer. Rav Yehuda Ben Tema used to say, Adam HaRishon Meisev Began Eden Hoy. If you want a visual of Adam HaRishon, so he was Meisev of Haseba fame, right? In Gan Eden, V'hayu Malachi HaShores, Tzoylin Loi Basar, U'mesaninin Loi Yayin. And he had private chefs. Who were his chefs? They were Malachi HaShores, they were roasting meat for him, they were pouring good wine, hits it by Nachash. As this was happening, the Nachash HaKadmoni saw, the Rabbi Chvayda, he saw this incredible cover, this incredible honor that Adam HaRishon was getting, the Neskanabai, and he was jealous. What do you see from this Gemara? You see that Adam HaRishon is eating basar. If the Malachi HaShores at Tzoylo Moi Basar, so clearly he was allowed to eat meat. Faith the Gemara, how could Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav say, Adam HaRishon Lekuta Loi Basar Achila? It's a Mefurash HaBraisa, Hoy Rabbi Yehuda Ben Tema, Oimer, that Adam HaRishon was eating meat. So the Gemara says, it's not a kasha, because Hasam over there, but basar HaYoyred Min HaShemayim. That basar was not from the Chayas HaAretz. That basar was special meat that had descended from the heavens. That type of meat. And a chanami, Adam HaRishon was allowed to eat. When we say Adam HaRishon is not allowed to eat meat, what it means is he's not allowed to go hunting, get a piece of meat, and eat it. But basar yoyred min hashamayim, that was excluded from this prohibition. But the Gemara says, mi ikka basar yoyred min hashamayim. Is there even such a thing? Did anyone ever see basar be yoyred min hashamayim? Now, did anyone ever see Malachi HaShores being soil and basar and being mesanim yayin? Did anyone see a nachash like lurking and saying, I'm jealous of that covet? But this pride in the story, the Gemara has a problem with. So, faith the Gemara, could there even be such a thing? The Gemara says, in, yeah. Ki hadar Rav Shimon ben Chalafta, avakaz of Rav Shimon ben Chalafta was once traveling, pogu by Hanach Aryavasa, and he bumped into lions, the Havakon Nahami La'ape, and they were roaring in his direction. So he realized he had a little bit of a situation. So he recited this following incantation. He quoted the pasuk. Omar, he said, "Hakfirim shayagim latarif." And as soon as he said that, nechisu leitarti atma. So all of a sudden, these two thighs of meat fell down from the heavens. Chada achlua. One he gave them to eat, and there was so much meat. The chada shavkua. One they actually left. No, so he said he's not going to let a good piece of meat go to waste. So he took the piece of meat, I say, and he walked into base medrash. And when he walked into the base medrash, he asked the Bnei Yeshiva the following question: Davar tome huze or davar tar? Meaning, this atma de bistro that fell from the heavens, is it kosher meat? Like, can I eat it for dinner? So they told him, Ein davar tome yoyim min hashamayim. It has to be kosher, because being that it came from Shemayim, so there's an idea of Ein davar tome yoyim min hashamayim. Parenthetically, the Gemara says, Vayu Rab Zeira mer avo. Rab Zeira asked Rab avo, Yardaloi dmus chamar ma. What would have been if this meat that fell down looked like a chamar? Now, a chamar is a non-kosher animal. There's a principle, Ein davar tome yoyim min hashamayim, but that's maybe only when it, at the very least, looks like kosher meat. What if it looks for sure like non-kosher meat? So what would halacha be there? Amale. So Yirmiyah told Rab Zeira, Yorud Nala. So what does that even mean? So Rashi says, literally it means Tanin Shoita. What does that mean? So Rashi says there's an oif, a certain type of bird, Sheshmoy Tanin, its name is Tanin, Vahu Shoita. It's a Shoita. So what makes it a fool? So it's not that it has a low IQ, but Uboicha Umas Bitamit. It's always ungesetzt. It's always in a bad mood. But the point is, this is what Rabbi Yirmiyah told Rabbi Zeira, Amri Lei, meaning, what was the point? The point was, Ein Dover Tamei Yerim Min HaShamayim. If there's a principle that a Dover Tamei is not Yerim Min HaShamayim, it doesn't matter if it looks like chicken, it doesn't matter if it looks like a chamar. If this is the way it is, this is the way it is, and therefore anything that falls from Shemayim is going to be kosher. Why do we bring this in? Because the Gemara says, how could it be that the meat that Adam HaRishon was eating was basar that was Yerim Min HaShamayim? Mi ikur ki agavne, is there even such a thing? And the Gemara says, yes, with this Maisa Shaya Kachay, Reb Shimon Ben Chalafta, no. So you see, this is something that's possible. So just a few things before we go right there. Number one, Reb Zeira asks Reb Yirmiyah a question. Yar deloid mus chamar mao. Amalei, he told him, Yarud Nala. He referred to him as a Tanin Shaita. If you take a look at Reb Kiva Eger in Gilyan Ashas, it's under Rashi, Dibra Maskel Yarud Nala that we mentioned earlier. He says, Ayin Chuvas Chavis Yar, Simin Kuf Nun Beis, Dover Nechmod Bozer. So you don't see this every day in L'shoyne Azov, Reb Kiva Eger. But he says, take a look over there. Usually he says, B'tzarachin Gadol. But he says, no, you're going to look there and you're going to see a Dover Nechman. Now the truth is, this tshuva from the Chavis Yar is a tshuva we've spoken about in the past. In fact, we actually have an elaborate raid bite on these words, where Reb Yirmiyah told Reb Zeira, Yarud Nala. And the truth is, the background to this is, there was a lot of exchange between Reb Zeira and Reb Yirmiyah that the Chavis Yar, a real Kadman, brings out in this tshuva, that's a Dover Nechman, in the words of Reb Kiva Eger, and that's what's going on over there. The personality of Reb Zeira versus the personality of Reb Yirmiyah. Reb Zeira was somebody that was always beichel, masvid. Reb Yirmiyah is always very happy and jolly, but that's the Dover Nechman Reb Kiva Eger wants you to take a look at. But it's interesting, because Reb Kiva Eger is not the only one that was Mitzayim this Chavis Yar in a very, like, geschmack way. Take a look at the Dover Nechman. Chafetz Chaim, at the end of his Sefer Chafetz Chaim, that he wrote, his Chafetz Chaim, he has a few tshuvas from Kadmoinim that talk about inyanim related to Lashon Hara. One of the tshuvas that he's mitzayin is this tshuva. He brings the whole tshuva. He says, just for the reader, so like this, you should have access to it. This is an important tshuva. And the reason the Chafetz Chaim felt it was so important, because in that tshuva's Chavis Yar addresses a lot of Gemaras where it seems like Tanam and Amiram are talking to each other in a way that would be very unbefitting, right? It's not something you would necessarily tell someone that you respect or like, and it doesn't seem to be oisgehalten with the basic principles of Shmiras HaLashon. For example, when Sheisha says, Kadnot Nayim Vishachiv Rav Amalah HaShmaita, right? He heard something from Rav. He said he must have said it when he was sleeping, because no person that's not comatose would say something like this. What's he saying? You find that throughout Shas. And the Chafetz Yar goes through all these Gemaras, and he works it through, and the Chafetz Chaim felt that this was such an important tshuva, a tshuva shehutzu chaladayris, that he was mitzayin at the end of Chafetz Chaim. But that's really the context of how it comes in. But Derech Agav, the Chafetz Yar gets involved in Reb Zeira's personality versus Reb Yirmiyah's personality, and he very much talks about this Gemara of Yarud Nala. That's the first ha'ara. The second ha'ara is that I saw Reb David Yoel Weiss in one of his svarim. So he talks a little bit about this idea that Adam HaRishon is Mesa Began Eden, but Hayu Malachi Asharis Soilun Loi Basar. So what was his Ha'ara? His Ha'ara was that this happened L'chayra before Adam HaRishon ate from the Eitz Hadas, right? Adam HaRishon ate from the Eitz Hadas the day he was born. We learned the Gemara so many times together, Chumashir and in the Daf. Sanhedrin Lamed Chesam Adays, Bechias Nitztava, right? It happened literally that first day that he was born. Now, we know that fire wasn't created until Matzoy Shabbos. The reason we make a Bari Meyoriya Ish on Matzoy Shabbos, it's Gemara Masechtas Pesachim, Daf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph, is because being that fire was created on Matzoy Shabbos, so every Matzoy Shabbos, it's somehow Chayzev Neir, the Koyach of fire, and fire is its strongest on Matzoy Shabbos, and there's an idea, when you see something betokfei, that's the appropriate time to make a bracha. So if you're going to make a bracha on fire, you end up making a Matzah Shabbos. But the point is, there was no fire yet on Erev Shabbos Kodesh, which was the day that Adam HaRishon is eating from this basar and drinking from this wine. So Freik of W.R. Weiss, he's mutching a little bit, that he doesn't understand how this happened if L'chayr, there was no fire. Now it's interesting, Me'inyan Le'inyan Ba'isa Inyan, he says that Chazal said that Adam HaRishon brought a carpet. It's a Gemara in Masechtas Avodah Zarah, Daf Ches Amud Aleph. It's also a Gemara in the third parak of Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, that Adam HaRishon brought a carbon. And he asks that, how is Adam HaRishon able to bring a carbon? L'chayra, for a carbon, you have to do a haktara. And for haktara, you need fire. If you had no fire, how is he bringing a carbon? The truth is that kasha is not such a kasha, because even though there is a mitzvah saktara, but that's not the ikar mitzvah of the carbon, right? Anyone that learned kachim knows that the avoidus that I'm ma'akiv in a carbon are the avoidus adam, which is shchita kabbalah lachazrika. So maybe Adam Rishon, when he was going to bring his carbon and a chinami, there wasn't going to be aktar. He says that we know that Kaim and Hevel also brought karbonis, and the pasuk says vayisha Hashem to Hevel's carbon. Al Kayin Loisha, Rashi says, what does it mean, Vayisha Hashem? Chazarim the Chumash Torah. What it means is that an Esh came down from Shemayim Velichacha. So he says that you see that the way Hevel's carbon was Niskabel was an Esh Mishamayim. So it could be Adam Arishan already knew, Meirov Chachmasai. This is Adam Arishan Kaidim Achet, that this is the way it's going to be. So he knew he could bring a carbon and the Esh is going to be Yerid Mishamayim and it was going to eat it up. Then he's Mitzadet. I don't even know if Adam Arishan brought his carbon necessarily the day he was born. Like, when did he bring this carbon? The Gemara says he brought a carbon pretty early on, but maybe it was the second day. If it was the second day, maybe it was Motzoi Shabbos, maybe it was Sunday. So at that point, maybe there would have been fire. But I'll just tell you one interesting thing. In Bris, they say over, there's a well-known Lashon HaRambam in the beginning of Perek Beis, Hilchos Beis Abchira. The Rambam says, he's talking about the Mokam HaMizbeach, and he says, HaMizbeach mekoymei mechuvim beyoyser. And he goes on and on talking about this special place. He says, Umesiris b'yadakob. Right, the Mokum HaMizbeach is where the Akedah happened. So the Rambam says one of the things that happened in that place was Uboy Hikriv Adam Harishon Kishenivra Karbon. And Bris, they say over from the Bris Kerov, he said that he didn't understand the Lashon HaRambam. Uboy Hikriv Adam Harishon Kishenivra. Obviously, he brought it when he was born. What, he brought it before he was born? Ubay hikrav adam arishin kishenivra carbon. Obviously, when he was born. Ubay hikrav adam arishin carbon. What does it mean, kishenivra? So, Biskirov's advice is, the Rambam's coming to say he brought the carbon the second he was born. As soon as he was born, that's when he brought the carbon. He said, why? He said, because Chazal say, al shloisha dvarim ha'olam oimed. And one of them is an avoida. And he understood the world can't have a kiyum. It's impossible for the world to exist unless it's going to be a carbon. So David Yael is mesupikal, he's being mitzaded when exactly. It's not klar so much from Chazal when Adam Rishon brought this carbon. Of in Brisk, Sezeir klar. In Brisk, it was Ubay Hikriv Adam Rishon Kishenivra carbon. Obviously, when he was born. Now the Teretz says Miyad Kishenivra, but either way, it's talked him out a little bit like them. This is going back to the Braisa that started on Daf Nunvav, that talked about the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. So we know Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, and then the Gemara brought different shitas from different Tanoim that added to the list. Shimon, Rav Shimon said, Afala Kishuv. Then, in addition to the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, Bnei Noach is also Mitzvah on Kishuv. So the Gemara, my time, the Rav Shimon, what's the Makarta Rav Shimon? The Pasuk says, Mechashev Feloy Sechai. Except in the very next Pasuk says, Kol Shoichet Im Behema, Moisumas. Now we know, Kol Shoichet Im Behema, Moisumas, that's Arayas, that's something that Ben Noach is Muzer on. And we learned from the smichus between Mechashef Aloy Sechaya and Kol Shoichev and Mehema Mesumos that Kol Sheyeshnoi Bechlal Kol Shoichev and Mehema Yeshnoi Bechlal Mechashef Aloy Sechaya. Being that Ben Noach is included in the Isner of Kol Shoichev and Mehema, so too he's included in Mechashef Aloy Sechaya. This is interesting because Kol Sheyeshnoi you find a lot of chats, right? Kol Sheyeshnoi Beshmira Yeshnoi Beschira. A woman should be potter from all the mitzvah sases of Shabbos. But she's chayiv in all the lois says, and zacher v'shamar b'dibur echad nemru. There's some sort of hekish, and as a result, kol sheyeshna b'shmir yeshna b'schir. You have it regarding chametz matzah. Kol sheyeshna b'bal soichel chametz yeshna b'achilas matzah. This is another one, right? Kol sheyeshna b'kol shoichel b'behema yeshna b'machshev alois sechaya. But even though Bnei Noach really don't have any siva to be included in the iser of machshev alois sechaya. But based on this hektish, they will be. Rabbi Loza said, Afalakalan. He continued in the price. He said, Neinoyach HaMuzer, even on Kalim. No, I mean, we wasn't according to this Amash Shmuel. So Shmuel said, the Amakra, the Pasuk says, Eschu Koisai Tishmoyu. And the rest of the Pasuk is the Isser Kalayim. Behem Techoloi Sabia Kalayim, Sod Choloi Sizer Kalayim, Ubegat Kalayim, Shatnez Loyal Olecha. But it begins as chukosai tishmoiru, and the way we dash in the pasuk is chukim shechokakti lecha kvar. As chukosai means chukim that you already are supposed to know about. So it's interesting. There's one mitzvah in the Torah that starts this way. As chukosai tishmoiru. What do you mean? Of course. All mitzvahs you need to keep. You want to tell me a mitzvah? Tell me the mitzvah. What's as chukosai tishmoiru? It's like a preface that, you know, the mitzvahs that I've told you in the past, you still have to keep. And let me give you a few examples now. So just the taich of the words as chukosai tishmayru, almost in pshuta yishol mikro, the way the Gemara is understanding it is must be these were mitzvahs that are already told. Now what's the hemshech? The hemshech is the isakalai. Now, we have to speak at one point, because if you remember from the Brice and Daphne Mavav on the day, it's B'nei Noach, Hamuzer, and Kalayim, but not all Kalayim. Some yes, some not. So how do we get to the some yes, some not? So the Gemara says like this. What's the next words in the Pasuk? Behemtecha lois sarbiya Kalayim. And then afterwards it says, Sodcha lois sizra Kalayim. So we say that as Chukosai Tishmoiru are only referring to those two Kalayims, as opposed to the third type of kalayim, which is also mentioned in the pasuk, who begged kalayim shatnez layal alecha, that benoich is not muzeron. So we say he's only muzeron on the first two, on behem tchalei sarbiya kalayim, and on sod tchalei sizra kalayim. And even then, as it relates to sod tchalei sizra kalayim, he's only muzer if it's done in the way that it's similar to behem tchalei sarbiya kalayim. How so? Ma behem tchalei baharba. What does it mean, behem tchalei sarbiya kalayim, to mate, to take the two animals and put them together? Avsodcha barkova. So too, as it relates to sodcha, the issa kalayim is only going to be if you take the two trees and you graft them together. But if you're going to plant two seeds in the ground that are of different meaning, then ben noyach is not going to be muzer. And certainly as it relates to wearing shatnez, that for sure, ben noyach is not going to be muzer. Additionally, the Braisa says, another halacha, parenthetically, that we learn from the smichos of behem tchalei sarbiya kalayim and sodcha leis izra kalayim, it's not behem tchalei ben ba'aretz, ben b'chutz la'aretz. Just like behem tchalei, it doesn't matter if you're in Eretz Yisrael, if you're in Chutz La'aretz, av sodcha ben ba'aretz, ben b'chutz la'aretz. So too, as it relates to sodcha, it doesn't matter if you're in Eretz Yisrael or Chutz La'aretz. Meaning, the hemtecha is mitzvah shein the tulis baritz. So it's pashut, has nothing to do with Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. But as it relates to sodcha le'sizra kalayim, you would have thought that's mitzvah tulis baritz. It's no different than trumas and maizus, etc., etc. So maybe it should only be negeya in Eretz Yisrael. This hekish teaches me that Allah. So two things that we learn from the hekish. One is in Hilchis Bnei Noyach, and the other one is in Hilchis Tayag Mitzvahs. As it relates to Hilchis Bnei Noyach, or Bnei Noyach is muzer in Kalayim of Sotcha Loi Sizra Kalayim, but only if it's doimet to Behemtecha Loi Sabiya Kalayim. Ma Behemtecha Baharva Av Sotcha Beharkova. Another Allah, and this is Negeya more general, that just like Behemtecha is Bein Ba'aretz, Bein B'chutz La'aretz, Otu Sotcha is going to be Bein Ba'aretz, Bein B'chutz La'aretz. But the Gemara asks Akash, if you're telling me that Bnei Noyach are Muzer in the Issa Kalayim, because it says, as Chukosai Tishmoiru, Omeyato Ebazoi, Ushmartem as Chukosai, Ve'es Mishpatai, why don't we darshan dir to chukim shecha kakti l'cha kfar? Now that pasuk is a general pasuk. Ushmartem as Chukosai ve'es Mishpatai, Asha yasa oisam ha'adam, right, this is a very, very general pasuk. And it says also the Lashon Ushmartim as Chukosai. So you're going to tell me that means all the mitzvahs, Bnei Noach, are mitzvahs? Right, Ushmartim as Chukosai, Tayag mitzvahs, as if to say, you know, all those Tayag mitzvahs you already have, it doesn't even have a pshat. So the Gemara says, now you have to say that it's different. Because Hasam over there, it says, Ushmartim as Chukosai, Dahashta. Hach over here, it says, as Chukosai, Tishmoiru, Chukim de Meikara Tishmoiru. The difference is, where it says Chukosai. In this pasuk by Kalayim, it says first chukaisai, then tishmoiru. Then we darshan chukim de meikara. In the more general pasuk, it says first ushmartem and then chukaisai. The diuk is not the word chukaisai as much as it's the fact that it says chukaisai before it says tishmoiru. That was the basis of the drasha chukim de meikara tishmoiru. That's how you know the Bnei Noach were already muzer on the iser Kalayim. And believe it or not, this actually concludes the sugya of the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. So what was a very, very geshmaka sugya started with a brayis on the bottom of Daf Nun Vav Amud Aleph, the whole Nun Zayin, the whole Nun Ches, the whole Nun Tes, abruptly comes to an end here on the top of Daf Samach Amud Aleph. But before we go weiter, just want to mention one very high-level ha'ara, short, as it relates to the Sheva Mitzvah Bnei Noach. So if there's one thing you take away from the sugya of Sheva Mitzvah Bnei Noach, hopefully more, but one thing, for sure, is everyone knows Sheva Mitzvah Bnei Noach. What's the makar to Sheva Mitzvah Bnei Noach? It's a brais, Han Rabban, Zayin Mitzvahs, Nitztabu Bnei Noach. But the truth is, it's a little more complicated than that, right? You see that there are many other shittas, right? The brayse started. Sheva Mitzvahs, Nitztabu Bnei Noach, Dinim, Ubrechus Hashem, Avodazor, Gilarayish, Vichus Damim, Vigezel, Ve'ever Menachai. But then you have all these additional shittas. Reb Chanan ben Gamliel said, Afal Adam Menachai. Reb Chitka said, Afal Asiros. Reb Shimon said, Kishuv. Reb Yossi said, right, everything that's mentioned in the parsha of Kishuv is going to be included. We just spoke about Reb Elazar Shitta that says that Ibn Noach is Muzer on some Kalayim. Also, when we went through the Sugya, we saw that Ibn Noach is Muzer in Puru Ravu. Right, so why was in Puru Ravu mentioned? Because it's a Kumbaseh. When I'm mentioning Kumbaseh, Ibn Noach is not allowed to keep Shabbos. a benach's not allowed to learn Torah. So there's clearly more isurim and mitzvahs related to Bnei Noach that are even mentioned in the Brisa. So again, Zayin mitzvahs Bnei Noach seems to be a gross oversimplification of what a benach is mozerin. Even if you go through the Brisa of the Shleimus without learning all the blatter, you're also going to come out chaser because there's clearly many other mitzvahs that a benayach has shaychus to. So I'll tell you something very interesting. It's a Gemara. The Gemara says in Masechta Schulin that Tzadik Beis Amar Aleph. The pasuk says Vayishkalu es schari shloishim kasa. It's a pasuk. Vayishkalu es schari shloishim kasa. Says the Gemara. Ulo Amar. Ulo said. You know what this pasuk is referring to? Elu shloishim mitzvot shekiblu aleim bnei noach. It's referring to the 30 mitzvot bnei noach. It's not a medrash. It's not a psik. This is a Mefurisha Gemara. Ula says there are 30 mitzvahs bnei noach. Then he concluded, he said, you should know the ein mekayim in ela shloisha. That from all the 30, there are only mekayim three. Which three? She ain't koisvin ksuba l'schare. They'll never write a ksuba for schare. So if two scharim are going to get married, they don't write a ksuba, which is one of the 30 mitzvahs bnei noach. They observe that. V'achash she ain't shoiklin baser hames. B'mekulin, meaning if they're ever going to sell Basar HaMeis, I mean, this is like Mitzvah Shvacha the fun of it, but if they're ever going to sell Basar HaMeis, they're not going to sell like in the shop. You can get your, buy one, get one free. Additionally, V'achashem Mechabdin Es HaTorah, where'd that come from? And you should know the Mechabdin Es HaTorah. So Ula said that there are 30 mitzvahs B'nai Nayach, and this is the Shaychus. So I'll tell you a Dover Pella. There are Mami Pano, and this is in his Asar Mamoris, it's a Maimon Chikra Adin, it's Chelek Gimel, Chav Aleph. So he says as follows. He talks about the seven mitzvahs bnei noach, and he says va'oz rova yater l'chol zulasam seven mitzvahs klol. He's talking about the seven bnei noach. So we know that rova yater goyim that at some point in history the Eibishter said, you know what, you're not keeping the seven mitzvahs bnei noach. You know what? Forget the whole story. Where says what? Seriously? What happened to shlo yehi and nisker? No, it means that even if they're going to observe them, they're going to only get schalike in a mitzvah voice. Right? Dvar matik. Says the Ramami Pano, when he quotes this Gemara, he said the Eibishter saw that the Yidden weren't keeping the Zayin mitzvahs klolios bnei noach upratam shloishim. So it's Zayin mitzvahs b'ayfim kloli, but if you look at it b'ayfim prati, the number is merely 30. Kedisa beperikid anosha chulin tzadik beis amenal the Eluhei. And then the Ramami Pano, the Ramami Pano, right? But this niglo, he goes and he tells you the 30 mitzvahs bnei noach. I think it's good to read it. Rishayna. The first one is, so what's the first of the Shev Mitzvah Nenech Avedazah? So the first one is Avedazah Lidl. V'nit poli seylel, but it has told us, right? This Pratim, it's like Mamash Ovis and told us. What have they told us? Mavir Ba'ish, Moilach, Koisem, Mo'oinein, Menachesh, Umechashev, Chayver Chaver, Oiv, Yudoini, and Dair Shalom Mason. Now what's the Makar to this? Ramami Pano says, Kirav Yoisi, the Amar who said, Kol Ha'amu B'parashis Mechashev, Benoich Moser Olaf. Haray Eser Mitzvah says, if you do the math, that's already 10. Shein is the next grouping. What's the second klal? Gilei Arayis. V'netpolei Salah, included in Gilei Arayis, is Pru, which is Achas, that's one mitzvah, Urevu, which is a second mitzvah, the Iser HaZachar, and then there's an Iser Mishkav Zachar, Afilu Yachta Biksuba, and then there's a Bezundere Kneich, if it's Biksuba, what's the makar to that? It's a mishkav zacher. That's Gilei Arayis. But where do you see this Indian about ksuba? Oh, that's a mefurish gemara here in Masechta Schulin. The kilei behema. That's included in Gilei Arayis. The hasirus, right? One man said afa misaris. That's also included in Gilei Arayis. The arkovas ilan. That's also a Gilei Arayis. The Indian. It's a told in Gilei Arayis. Harei sheva. I am besamuch. He says shlishis. The third grouping is shvichas damim. Included in Shvichas Damim is the Soiter Loyer Shal Yisrael Tfeila Oda. Right, that was a whole Gemara. If you slap a yid, it's as if you mamish kaviyachol to the Shechina. So that's a toldo, that's a prat. Is Shvichas Damim. Revius is Berchas Hashem. The Kovid Atoyra Tfeila Oda. So Kovid Atoyra is a toffel. It's a toldo. It's a prat in the Inyan of Berchas Hashem. The chain lasik the Torah. She nitno lahem. Remember the Gemara? Because the Ben Noach is not allowed to learn Torah. Gemara says, Ira Meir said, how do I know that a Ben that if you come and learn Torah, could come God with Nivel of him? So the Gemara said, that's referring to when he learns his sugi. The Shev Mitzvah Ben Noach. So come this, that's a mitzvah. The chain lasik the Torah. She nitno lahem. She Ben Noach. Isaac ba reu could come God. Harei Shalish. So you have this is an interesting group. Birchas Hashem. You have Kavod Torah and the obligation to go ahead and learn Torah. Chamishis is Gezel. v'shaloi lasik b'teira my rosh elei b'tfeilei la. That was a mefurish gemara, right? That it's also for ben oich to learn teira. Why? So one man said al tzgezel. So that's how the Ramami panos being machria. It's based on this tzgezel. Shishis, six, is hadinim v'yeshuv v'shaloilam, right? Basic dinim. Additionally, v'loyish poisu. So the iser for a goy to keep Shabbos, that's somehow included in dinim harish nayim, and then finally shvius is evin menachai. That's the seventh one. V'netpoli say leo dam menachai. That's easy. V'nevelo, there's an iser nevelo. Ubasar ames. What do you see ubasar ames? Well, that's that gemara that we just mentioned. Gidan nasha hari arba. It says Ramah Mipano. If you do the math, count up everything I just told you. Mis barkulon shloishim. You're gonna end up with 30. And then he just has one har. He says afal pisha pruvu mitzvah achasi. Says, I counted Pruah as one, Ravuah as two. What do you mean? Everyone knows Pruah was the first mitzvah in the Torah. And he says, that's true by us. Why for Benayach would be two? It's a different Indian. And therefore, even though for us it's one mitzvah, but then he says, Inami, I'm mutching a little bit. If you don't like this, maybe I'll tell you it's really one, but it could be Dinam is really two. Could be the Aseh and the Loises are going to be separate, but the bottom line is, if you go ahead and you do the math, and you count up all the different Azaris that the Bnei Noach had, what you're going to end up is 30, it's a Mefurish and Gemara and Perakid Anasha, that's the Shloishem and the Ramah Mipano, but Lashem Yazav explained all 30, and not only did he explain the 30, but he said that, really, they're all related to 7. So really, Shevet Mitzvah Bnei Noach is true, it's not a misnomer, it's not a Halba Maisa Shevet, right, there's Ramazim, Vayitzav Hashem Alekim, Allah Adam, right, you had the. So, of course, there's something to be said about the Indian of Shevet Mitzvah Bnei Noach. All these additionals, says the Ramah Mipano, they're all protim. So the Zion Mitzvahs are Zion Mitzvahs Klalim. Everything else is going to be a protim. Now, incidentally, as it relates to Pru Ruvu being one mitzvah or two mitzvahs, so we spoke about this recently in Chumashir, right? What is Pru Ruvu? Pru Ruvu. It sounds redundant. So the Goyin in Adaras Aliyah, Parshas Bereishis, he says, Pru means have a child. Ravu means have multiple children, right? That's what it means. So Pru means have a child. Ravu means have multiple children. Now in halacha, there's Machlokes B'Shan Basil, how you make the mitzvah of Pru Ravu. But the bottom line is, right? So Basil says it's a Benubas, B'Shamai says two Scharim. Stating that, we know the Yerushalmi, Lassad Lavoy, the truth from Abni Nezer, right? He heard from his Mechutin, Rabbi Yeshua Kutner, who said from the Marit, that being the Lassad Lavoy, the Allah is being like Bisham, and when it comes to this Machlaikis, the Allah is like Bisham. But the bottom line is that it's a Pru Ravu is really, it's like a Bechlam Messiah Mami. You Makayim Pru without being Mekayim. I mean, there'd be this new chiddush that if someone wasn't Mekayim, the mitzvah is Pru Ravu, but maybe the Pru Chelik, he was Mekayim, without the Ravu. We've also spoken now from the Chassam Soif and the Drosha, and has an occurring in the Rishonim and the Radak, that says that the mitzvah of Pru is to have children, the mitzvah of Ravu is to raise the children. That's what it means, Ravu. That's a mitzvah. That's a mitzvah of Pru, and that's the mitzvah of Ravu. And the Chassam Soif said that that's the smichos between the first mitzvah in the Torah and the last mitzvah in the Torah, right? They touch each other on the other side. So that's the smichos. What's the smichos? The first mitzvah in the Torah is Pru Ravu, have children. What's the last mitzvah in the Torah? Because that's the Ravu. We once said that it could be that's why only a father has an obligation to teach his son Torah. It's mitzvah of alabeh. A mother doesn't have the obligation. Why? Because it's a chelik of the mitzvah of Pru Ravu. And Pru Ravu we know, only on Noshim when it's not, but not Noshim. So the male of the chiv will lambe Torah. It's all a chelik of the mitzvah of Ravu. This is Torah from the Chassam Sofer. But the bottom line is, fascinating how the Ramah Mipano said that it could be in the cheshbon of the 30 mitzvah Bnei Noach, Pru Ravu is actually going to be considered two mitzvahs for Ben Noach, only one mitzvah for Yisrael. So it opens up the mind a little bit to think maybe some machshava, but either way, we're going to go back. Zok Gemara. So we're returning now to the regular program, which is what? A little morbid. Eilu Hein HaNiskalim, right? We're talking about all the people that get stoned to death. So the Mishnah had mentioned a Mevarech HaSasha. And then the Mishnah mentioned different halachas related to the Mevarech HaSashem. So just the chazor of what the Mishnah said. HaMegadev Einoi Chayiv Ad She Yifarish Hashem. Right? Megadev is only Chayiv if he's Mefarish the Shem. I'm Rabbi Shua ben Karcha. Rabbi Shua ben Karcha said in the Mishnah, B'chol Yoyim, every day, Donen Eso Edom B'kiyun. Right? So I'm going back to the Mishnah. Every single day when they would judge the Edom, so the Edom wouldn't even say out of their mouth what they heard because of the sensitivity of what they're talking about. So what would they say? Yaki Yoysi Es Yoysi. Nigmar Adin. However, when it came to the Gemara Adin, Leihargim B'kiyunoy, Elamaitzin Kaladim L'chutz, Shoyulin Es HaGodol Shemeinei, V'oymer Lo Yamar, Mash HaShamat B'Fersh. Right? Now you have to talk. It is what it is. V'hu Oymer, he would say, V'adayonim Oymdemal Raglim, that Dayonim would stand up, V'koyrin, they would rise. kriya of like ma'achin. It was such a kriya that they can never sew back together. Vasheni aimer, only one of the aidim would actually say. The second aid would say, me too, right? Afani kamayu. Vashlish aimer, and the third aid would say, afani kamayu, right? Me three. But the bottom line is this was the end of the Mishnah, the Gemara. Now, from here until the bottom of the Yomim is going to go through this entire Mishnah. We'll do this quickly. Zok the Gemara, Rabbi Shulman Karcha. Shulman Karcha said that what? When they were baited to aid them, said they wouldn't tell the aid throughout the whole trial, say what you heard. But they would use a kino. What was the kino? Yaki Yosi Yosi Yosi. Amr Rabbi Yaki 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 said, "Inu Chayiv Achi Yivarch Hashem Ben Arba Yosis." The only time a person's chayiv to be Mivarch Hashem is if he's Mivarch the Shem that's Ben Arba Yosis. Meaning it has to be the Shem Avay. So the Gemara says, "Lafuke what? Lafuke Ben Shtei Yosis Doloi." If he would only say one of the Shemes that are made up of two Yosis, specifically the Shem Yud K, Rashi says, which is half of the Shem Avay, for that he wouldn't be chayiv. It has to be. So this Rav Acher Bar Yaakov, he's an Amoyer. He walks into Beis Medrash. He says the only time in Megadav is Chayev if he's Mevarech the Shem Ben Arboisis. But if it's not, meaning if it's a Shem Ben Shtei Yosis, you're going to be part of Marsha's Peshito. Yaakov Yosis Yosis tonight, right? I see it in the Mishnah, right? It says Yaakov Yosis Yosis, and Yosis is what? It's made up of four Yosis. Remember Rashi in the Mishnah said that why we picked the word Yosis as a kinoi. So Rashi said two reasons. Number one, four Yosis like the Shem of Ayah. Number two, Yosis. You don't see this Rashi every day. Has the gematria of 86, which is the gematria of Elikim, which is one of the Shemes of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Reuven Margolis and Margolis Yam said, if you want to know the premiers, take a look in Zayir HaKadosh and Parshas Pinchas, where the Raya Mehemna tells Rabbi Yosi, he says, your name is Yosi, and because now you don't even know the Koiches that you have, because you're the gematria of Hakisei, and you're the gematria of Elikim. So there's big premiers in the name Yosi. But after upon him, Yosi goes down as the kingdom. But the bottom line is, there was Rabbi Yaakov have to tell me that you're not chayv at the Shem Minchte Yosi. Stach Mefurish, it says in Mishnah, Yosi is, and Marzimah, the Tema would have told him, I don't know, maybe the Mishnah said Yosi, because it just said Yosi. I don't know. You have Lav Davka, all these Ramazim, and Lav Davka, the Remez of Dalad Oisius. So maybe two Oisius also come Ashmal. Ikidami, some had a different version. Amr Nachav Yaakov, he said, Shmam enough in the Mishnah. This is what happened. He was coming from the Mishnah. He said, I see from the Mishnah, Shem Ben Arba Oisius, Nami Shem. That the Shem of Ben Arba Oisius is a Shem. Meaning the Shem Avay is a Shem. The Marsha's Peshitta. It's Pashit. Yaki Yoisi is Yoisi tonight. It says Yaki Yoisi is Yoisi. So shouldn't that be obvious? Mara says, no, because Maldatema, I would have thought, Adi Iko Shem Rabba. I would have thought that maybe you need what? Maybe you need the Shem Rabba. Meaning, maybe it's not enough if a person is Mevarech the Shem Avay. Maybe it has to be more than that. Maybe it has to be the Shem Rabba. Kamash Malon, that was his Chiddush. That doesn't have to be the Shem Rabba. And if it's the Shem Ben Arba Oisius, for that alone, this person's already. So what's more than the Shem Havaya? Right, you would have thought more than the Shem Avaya. So Rashi says, yeah, there's a Shem HaMefoyrish that's Ben Arba Mushtai Moisius. The Shem Ben Membeis. There would have been a Havim that maybe that's the Shem that a person would have to say in order for him to be Chayev. Kamash Malon, then no. Kamash Malon, that he's going to be Chayev if it's even only the Shem Avaya. So what is the Shem Ben Membeis Oisius? So obviously, it's above our pay grade. But just even on a Rishonim level, it's good to mention. The Gemara says in Masechtus Kedushin that Ayin Aleph Amar Aleph. Amar Rav Yehuda, that was a rhetorical question. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar, no one's supposed to know the answer. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Shem Ben Arba Mushtayim Oisius, Eim Moisir Noisai, Ela, Vamisha Tzanua, Va'onav, Va'oime Bechatsi Yadmav, Ve'inoi Koyes, Ve'inoi Mishtaker, Ve'inoi Ma'amid Almidoisav. Right? So if you could check off all those boxes, I could tell. I mean, then you're allowed to know, right? The Chol HaYoida, anyone who knows it, the Hazar boy, and he's careful, the Mishanre B'tahayra, of Lamala, the Nechma Lamata, the Emosai Mutelas Alabriois, the Neuchel Shnei, I love him, I'm Azeb, I'm Abba. That's the Shem Ben Membeis Oisius. This is what's going on over here. If you take a look at Rashi, Rashi says, Shem Ben Shtei Mesre, which is another one of the Shemes, U Ben Arba Mushtaim Loi Pir Shulon. Rashi says, I don't know what it is. I said, I don't know what this Shem is. It's interesting that the first Mishnah in the second Perek of Masechtas Chagiga, Perek in Darshan. So the Mishnah says, Ein Darshan Barayis B'Shloisha, V'loi B'Maisa B'Reishas B'Shnai. Right? Because of the sensitivity of Maisa B'Reishas. So you're not going to be Darish B'Maisa B'Reishas B'Shnai. So what's Pash B'Shan of Maisa B'Reishas? B'Reishas Bar Elikim. That's what we did in Chumash the last 2 months. You're not supposed to do, even to two people. Right, we spoke about that. That was not dumb. But the point is, Ein Darshan B'Maisa B'Reishas B'Shnai. But if you look at Tosis, Tosis says, Pirish Rabbeinu Tam, What is Maisa Bereshis? Hushem ben Mem Beis Oisius Hayoitse mi Bereshis uPasuk Shel Achra. That Maisa Bereshis is not referring to the story of creation. It's referring to one of the Shemos. Which one? The Shem Mem Beis. And the Shaiches between the Shem Mem Beis and Maisa Bereshis is because it's Yoitse mi Bereshis uMiPasuk Shel Achra. So Rashi says, I don't know where this Shem comes from. Rabbeinu Tam already was Megalotefach. He told us a little bit where this comes from. He says, you want to know what it is? It's actually what Chazal referred to as Maisa Bereshis. And that's why Maisa Bereshis is always referred to as Sisrei Torah, right? Whenever the Gemara talks about Sisrei Torah, Maisa Bereshis gets lumped into Sisrei Torah. So why does it get lumped into Sisrei Torah? It's a poshet. It's because story of creation, right? Sefer Yetzira, etc., etc. But Rabbeinu Tam said, no, it's this Shem. This is a Shem called the Shem Mem Beis, and that's this Inyan of what it is when Chazal referred to Maisa Bereshis. Now, what's interesting is that the later Mekubalim were already Megala, that really, this Shem of Mem Beis Oisius is Merumis in a tefillah that we say, in the tefillah of Ana B'Koyach. Right? Ana B'Koyach, Kedulas Yemincha, is 42 words, and the Rosh HaTevis of those 42 words is this Shem of Mem Beis Oisius. So Rabbeinu Tam said that it's related to Bereshis Bara L'Kid. Rashi says, Loi Pirshu Lano. But the Mekubalim already said, I think the storm, they bring it from the Chida, right? That it comes from the Mekubalim, that it's actually Merumas and Anabekoech. We once spoke out a Dover Nifla Mamish. I think it's good to say it again. We once spoke out a Dover Nifla from a Yid whose name was Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Peretz. Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Peretz wrote a Sefer called Mishkan Eis Yisrael. We quoted the Sefer a few times. He was a Talmid of Prishbarg. At the time of the war, he ended up being a Rav in America somewhere. But he was someone that grew up in the Beis Medrash of the Helgich Sam Sofer. And his Torah, we have one sefer from him, a Chumash, which is literally Divrei Pichachim Chen, one shtickle after another. And it's very much rooted in Torah's Chesam Sofer. And he says a vart that Ramosh Shlomiach told me, he said, this is Mamish Shtik Ruach HaKodesh. He told me, he says this over every single year, Parshas Maaseh. It's not Parshas Maaseh, but this is Mamish Kedai to say over. And that is, he says, we know that the Gemara says, in the Torah, in a sefer Torah, you have Nun HaFuchos. Right, by Yibin Soya Arayim, there's the Nun HaFuchos. So why is the Nun HaFuchos? So the Gemara says, to be Mavchen Ben Puranius LaPuranius. What was the Peronius? The Yidden were in Har Sinai, and by Yisumei Har Sinai, Kitina Kabirech Mibes HaSefer, and they went to Kibbutz HaTaiva, and they went to Kibbutz HaTaiva, they were complaining. And it's for that reason, to be Mafsik, Ben Peronius, LaPeronius, in the Torah you have Nun HaFuchas. But it's a Pella, why Nun HaFuchas? So it's a famous Chubas from the Yehuda, do you actually write the Nuns in the Sefer Torah? Api Kabbali brings the Marshal. There's a lot going on with those Nun HaFuchas. But the question is that why Nun HaFuchas? At the end of the day, Eina Mikra Azeh Oimer, Elo Dorshem. So this Yid, Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Peretz said, Mamish a Dvar Ruch HaKodesh. He said that we know that there's a Shem that's made up of 42 Oisius. The Shem Ben Membez Oisius is Mechuvin to the Membez Masois that Klal Yisrael traveled through when they were in the Midbar. One Ois, Mechuvin to one of the Masois. He said, if you make a Cheshbin of when the Yidden were Vayisu Mehar Hashem and they went to Kibbutz HaTaiva, it was from Masa Yud Beis to Masa Yud Gimel. That's where the Tzaras were. And that's where we're trying to be Mavchim Ben Peronius LaPeronius. Then we go ahead and we make the Nun HaFuchos. It says, if you take a look in the Tefillah of Ana B'Koyach, which the Mekubalim said is Merumis to the Shem, Ana B'Koyach Gedulas Yemincha Tater, Srura Kabel Rinas Amcha Sagvenu Tareinu Noira is the 12th word, and no is the 13th word. That means the Masa Yud Beis and the Masa Yud Gimel in the Tefillah of Ana B'Koyach, Amirum is in Noira and no. When they didn't sin between these Masois, which Masois were they sinning? It was the Noira and the no. Masa Yud Beis and Masa Yud Gimel. And that's what they were Mahapach. So what do we do to symbolize right now this Havchana, we want to make a period? We make Nun HaFuchas. That's why it's Nuns. That's why they're HaFuchas. Mamash Adav Nifla, this is what he said with regards to this Shem Ben Mem Beis Oisius. Either way, Zokti Gemara Vayter, Nigmar Hadin. So when there was a Gmar Din, now at this point, the Edom had no choice. They're going to have to say exactly what they heard. It's very sensitive, but it is what it is. We have no choice. But because of the sensitivity, therefore the Dayanim, everybody got up, right? They write Skriya, like the mission says. Number one, they stood. I mean, no, what's the Makartas? Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Ami the Makro. It's learned that from a Pasuk and Sefer Shoifkin. It says, the Eyud bought Eivoth. Eyud went to him. Who's him? Egloi Melech Noyov. But who Yoichab Aliyah Samakera Shalolavada? He was sitting in his own man cave. Vayomer Eyud, and Eyud comes to him and he tells him, Dvar Elikim Li Eilecho. I have word from Elikim. He came and I'm supposed to die. Vayokim. Now, like you say, Eglon said, oh, you're going to deliver your prophet. You have a message from God. He stands up. Says the Gemara, Vali Dvarim Kalvachemer, Ma Eglon Melech Moyev Shu Nachri, Vala Yada Ela Bikinu Yoy. Right, what was he hearing? He's hearing a kinu, and not just that, he's a Nachri. Omak, yet he knew to stand up. Yisrael, a Yid. The Shem HaMefarish. He's going to hear the Shem HaMefarish because he's not chayv as a Megadeth unless he said the Shem HaMefarish. Alachas Kama V'Kama. This is the Makar. Kairin. Now, another thing the Mishnah said was, is that the Dayanim, they had a rice cream. You know, what's the Makar to this? Dechsev. This is also learned out from Navi. It's learned out from a pasuk in Yeshaya. It says, Vayavai El Yochim Ben Chilkiyo, V'Shevna HaSoifer, V'Yoyach Ben Asaf HaMaskir El Chizkiyo Kruye Begavi. So, El Yochim Ben Chilkiyo, one. Shevna HaSoifer, two. Yoyach Ben Asaf HaMaskir, three. They all come to Chizkiyo, and their clothing is torn. Vayagidu lo yestivrei Rafshakeh. And they told him what Rafshakeh had said. So Rafshakeh is part of the military of Ashur, and they're coming to attack Eretz Yisrael. And Rafshakeh went, and he was Mevarech Es Hashem. So these three Yidden went to Chizkiyo, and they told him what happened. And the Pasuk says, when they came with torn clothing. Oh, why they come with torn clothing? Must be because when they heard the Shem Hashem, they had a chiyuv to rice kriya, and this is the makar that the Dayanim had a rice kriya. The loy ma'ach, but it wasn't just a kriya. It has to be such a kriya that you're not let us all back. No, what's the makar to this? Am Rabbi Avo said, ask your kriya kriya. We learn it from Xer Shabbat. It says over here, kiruye begadim. They came with torn clothing. And it says over there, the Elisha roya v'humetzai. This is talking about when Eliyahu HaNavi was taken from this world. So Elisha saw this happen, and he started yelling. And he said, Avi, Avi, Reth of Yisrael u'farashav. V'loi ra'oh oid, and he never saw him again. V'yichazek b'vgadav, and he grabbed onto his clothing. V'yikarem l'shnayim kron, and he ripped them into two pieces. Now it says, V'yikarem l'shnayim kron. Says the Gemara, "Mashba shenama vayikarim l'shnayim in yedei shem kroim ma tamad loy makroim." Right, obviously, he ripped it into two parts. Ripped it to two. It's to what? Right, two parts. Melamich and kriim l'oilam. It's coming to teach that it always had to be torn. Now, there's a gzeira shava between the kriya of Mevarech Es Hashem and the kriya of Elisha, and Elisha's kriya was kroim shehem kruim l'oilam, meaning the law na'achim never let a soul back. That's how we learned that any person that writes his kriya because he heard Mevarech Es Hashem, he'll never be allowed to sow his clothing back. Tanu Rabban, echad hashemeya, say a person who hears the Birchas Hashem directly from the Megadeth, ve'echad shemeya mipi shemeya. Or if someone hears it from a Shemeah, for example, the Dayanim will hear it from the Edom. Chayv v'kroya have a chiyuv kriya. That's why the Dayanim, even though they didn't hear it directly from the Megadev, they still had a chiyuv kriya. For Edom ain't chayav on the kriya. However, Edom don't have an obligation to rise kriya when they hear it again in the mishpat. And the reason is shekfar karu b'shasha sham, because they rise kriya the first time. So as long as they rise the first time, they don't have to rise again. Faith the Gemara v'chikaru b'shasha sham might have it. Hakasham Yashtam. I said they're hearing it again. So what? They rice the first time. Okay. So what? Now they're hearing it a second time. So the Gemara says, Leisokadaitach the Sib, because the Pasuk says, Vayikishmaya Melech Chizkiyo. When Chizkiyo heard what Rav Shakeh had said, that he was Mevarech Es Hashem, Vayikra Es Begadav. He tore his clothing. Now it's Mashma HaMelech Chizkiyo Kara. Only HaMelech Chizkiyo tore his clothing. Other than him, Lekaru, they didn't. L'chayra, the three Chevra should have had an obligation to rice Kri again, because now they're involved again in Mevarech Es Hashem. Only Chizkiyo did. Why not them? Oh, because they did it already. See for me that once somebody rises kriya for Birchas Hashem, he doesn't have to rise again. Amar Rav Yehuda Mashmul, Hashemei Askarim Pio Ivik Echavim Ene Chayav Lekriya. That if somebody hears Birchas Hashem, he hears a Gidov from any Yehudi, he doesn't have to rise kriya. Im Taimer Rav Shikei, I Rav Shikei, he was Mevarchas Hashem, right? He's part of the Assyrian camp. So L'chayra, he's an Ivik Echavim. No, Yisrael Mamur Hayim. He was actually a Jew who went to the other side, and being that he was a Yisrael, therefore there was a Chi of Kriya. V'amar Rav Yehuda Mashmul, he said another halacha. In Koyren Ella al Shem HaMyuchid Olad. The only time there's a Chi of Kriya is for Shem HaMyuchid, Lafuke Kinui Deloy, as opposed to a Kinui Dena. So Rav Yehuda Mashmul said two halachas in the sugya of Gidov. Number one, if someone hears it from an Ovid Kechavim, there's no Chi of Kriya. Number two, there's only a Chi of Kriya for the Shem HaMyuchid, but if it's a Kinoi, not. So the Gemara says, Upliga de Reb Chiya b'travayu. Both of these memories that we just said for Yehuda Mashmul is not like something Reb Chiya said. The Amr Reb Chiya said, Shmei Askar b'zman hazeh. If somebody has an Askar nowadays, Ein Echayev l'kraya, he doesn't have a Chi of Kriya, and the reason is, Shimei Ato Eimekein, because if you're going to say that anytime a person hears a Gidov, he has to do Kriya, Nismali kol ha-begikar, everybody's going to walk around in tattered clothing. So it's impossible. Why? Because there's so much Gidov. So the Gemara says, Miman, one second. Who are we talking about? I mean, Reb Chiya said, "Shemei Askar b'zman hazeh imechayev l'kroya." Who did he hear it from? Ilei from Yisrael, from a Yid, mi pekirei kulei hai. Reb Chiya is saying that if you hang out with Jews, you're going to always hear Gidov Chalila. Sometimes the Gemara says Ella, and sometimes the Gemara says Pshita. El Pshita, that's posh, not negotiable. He meets, if you heard it from an Evi Kechavin. Now, the Ishem Am Yochid, if the only time there's ever a Chi of Kriya anyways is if you heard the Shem Am Yochid, Migmiri, do the Evi Kechavin know the Shem Am Yochid? They don't know it. Right? They don't know how to be Hoyges Hashem Boitzi Yosef. They don't know how to do it. El Olav, Bikinu, it must be it's a Kinu. Shema Minot, it's not as Ehud Eloi. It's only nowadays not. Why? Because you can end up with torn clothing. Hameikara. But once upon a time, Chayev, Shema Minot. So you see two things. Number one, you see even from an Evi Kechavin, there's a Chiv Kriya. And number two, you see there's a Chiv Kriya, even if it's a Kinu, even if it's not a Shem Abad. Because clearly, Rav Chiya's memory was Negei an Evi Kechavin, and clearly was Negei a Kinu. So you say Meres that ordinarily, if somebody hears an Askara from an Evi Kechavin, there's a Chiv Kriya. That's not like one of the memories Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel said. Additionally, even if he has a kinoy, there's a chiyuv kriya, which is not like the other memory that Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel said. Going back to the Mishnah. So again, throughout the entire trial, it's Yaki Yosi, it's Yosi. Until the Gemara did, then you have no choice. So one would say it, and then the Shemi, the second person already, wouldn't repeat what he heard. He would just say, Afani Kamayu, right? I second that. And then the third person would say, I do, right? Amar Shlokish, Mishlokish said, Shmami, no, you see from here, that Ani Kamayu kasher. That in Hilchas Eidos, if the Eid doesn't say exactly what he said, right, this is like in the sugis of Kinuyim, right, and Yadis, I will learn in Kinuyim, sugis of Yadis, like the other sugis in Nazir, right, person says, aha, next thing you know, he's a Nazir for the rest of his life. All he said was, aha, right, he sneezed. But there's a concept of a Yad, right, the Nazir, right, you have all the different Ekimtas that the Gemara makes. But that's the question. Is this like a language of Eidos? Afani kamayu das zoichan Eidos. How do you know that? Meaning, you see, it's kosher, it's saibidine mamanis, and saibidine nefashis. Umay would love a rabban. It's just a chumra that the rabban said you shouldn't say Eidos that way. The hocha over here, kibbut lo yevsha, ikmi rabban and adei rice. And it must be over here. Being that me ikra din, you don't have to spell out the Eidos. So, because of the sensitivity of the matter, so therefore he said that even with just saying the words, afani kamayu, that in itself is going to be so with aitach possible, a little wordy. Because if you're going to tell me that it's possible if you say afani kamayu, you can't kill a person unless it's agadas eidos. And if me too is not an agadas eidos, then how could you kill somebody? So you say, Meres, Akrish Lakish, afani kamayu is kosher. I, how come in Bezdin they always tell you, spell it out? That's a maila, who the avid rabbana. But because of this situation, here it's going to be different. Right, just the chazer over. How sensitive is this subject matter? Remember, we spoke at the Goyen on Daf Nivah. At the Goyen says that it says in the Torah, the Rambam says, there's one person who was Chayiv Nisus Bezdin, where the Edom and the Dayanim had to do smicha on the person that was being killed before they actually killed him. It's one. Right, the Rambam's lashon is, it's a pasuk in the Torah. The samchu oisai, right? Kolo eda. And the Rambam says, ve'ein locha, there's no person that's Chayiv Nisus Bezdin from all the Chayiv Nisus Bezdin, where the Edom and the Dayanim would do smicha on, with the exception of this one Megadeth. So Pasha is because, like, it's the Megadeth is the worst person ever. And as a result, this is like a chumra in his Oymish. But the Goyin in Adaris Aliyo said, that's not the Oymik. He said, the Oymik is when a Yid did smicha on a carbon. What was he doing? He was taking his Averis and he was imparting it on the carbon. Like the Pasuk says, when the Kohen Gadol did smicha on the Sarah Mishtaleach, so now already the Nosa Hasar, now it's going to carry the Averis of the Yidden. Doing smicha, this is a chiddush in Kachem, doing smicha, the gather of it is that you're taking your Avera and you're, it's like Tashlach, right? You're throwing your Averis into the Yam, you're throwing your Averis onto the carbon. Says the Goyim, the Edom and the Dayanim also need Kapara. The Haraya, the Hararayis Kriya. So you see that what they did, the Etzim was, you're not allowed to listen, you can't hear this. Now the Edom, they were just innocent bystanders, right? The Dayanim are doing their job. True, of a unique kapara. So now you get your kapara, you don't have to get killed. So you take your Avera, you put it on the Megadev, and when the Megadev gets killed, your Avera gets killed with it, and that's how you get kapara. It's a Goyin and Adaris Olya. But the bottom line is, it's just so stark here in the Sugya. That Shlishi Oymer, then the Mishnah said that if there's a third person, he says, Afani Kamayo, me three, right? Stam was Okhti Gemara, Rabbi Akiva. This is a Stam Mishnah, like Rabbi Akiva, the Makish Loisha Lishnai. So who's this Rabbi Akiva? This is a famous Rabbi Akiva. Tafhei Mesechtes. Makis. Rabbi Akiva says this. Now, if you kill him with two, then obviously three. So Kiva said, it's coming to be Makish 2 to 3. What's the significance? Just like two people, if there were two Edom, and one of them was found to be a car of apostle, Edus and Betelo. If you have three, and one of them was found to be a car of apostle, Edus and Betelo. Right? Nimtze Echem and car of apostle, Edus and Betelo. This Rabbi Akiva's Chiddush, that even if you have 100 Edom, but one of them is found to be a car of apostle, they're all out. Zok the Gemara, stomach Rabbi Akiva, the Makish Loisha Lishnai. When the Mishnah says, Vashlishi and Mafani Kamot, oh, this is the right Rabbi Akiva. So it's a little sussum, we see from here like Rabbi Akiva. So Rashi says, because really, why are we saying me three? Why are you talking about a third guy? All you need is two aid. Why are you even mentioning a third aid? The teretz is because if there's a third aid, that aid is part of the aidus to the point that he needs to be made. That's what the Mishnah is coming to tell me. If there's three people, three need to be made. If there's five people, five need to be made. And that's why we have to know what he should say and how he should say it. I mean, you would think this would be a perfect example. Tell the third guy, go home. You know, we really don't need you. This is one big thing. You're going to end up doing smicha. Trust me. You don't have anything to do with this. Just go home. It is what it is. Right? That would be like the perfect setup. But the Torah says, no. He has to say his eidus. Afani kamayu. Why would he even have to say his eidus? The Torah says Rabbi Akiva. Because Rabbi Akiva holds two and three, three and two. Once you're an eid, you're part and parcel of this eidus. You can't detach yourself from it. It's a little bit of a subtle raya, but this way Rashi explains Pashup Shana in the Gemara what the Gemara means when it says Stama Krabi Kiva, which by the way, Stama Krabi Kiva is always a good thing, right? The Stam Mishnah is Rav Meir, Alibid Rabbi Akiva. That's why it's Rabbi Akiva Simta, but this is a Stam Mishnah, Alibid Rabbi Akiva. Either way, moving along. So we're going to make a Haschala on the next Gemara. We're going to go through this quickly, and Beis Hashem, in the next Dafin, we will be Mamshach. Zok the Mishnah. So again, we're back to our regular program, which is discussing the Elohein HaNeskal. So the last one was the Megadeth. This next one is Ha'ivet Avodas Keichav. Zok the Mishnah. Ha'ivet Avodas Keichav. As it relates to some of this, Ha'ivet Avodas Zara, that's Chayiv Skilo. Echad Ha'ivet. Doesn't matter if someone is Ha'ivet. The Echad HaMezabech, if somebody shechts Avodas Zara. The Echad HaMekater, he's Makter. Ketairis, Emurim, something of that sort, Avodah Zarah. Vechad HaMenaseh, where he does like a Nisuch HaYayim, Avodah Zarah. Vechad HaMeshtachah, where he bows down, Avodah Zarah. Vechad HaMekabli, Olav Leliha. Or if he simply is Mekabli, Avodah Zarah, right? As a Getshka. Va'oimeloi, Eliyata. These are all examples of someone that's Avodah Zarah, that's going to be Chayiv Skil. Avodah Magafik, HaMenaseh, if someone hugs or kisses on Avodah Zarah. Va'mechabit, or someone sweeps up on Avodah Zarah. Va'merabit. Merabit is when they used to pour a liquid on top of dust to get the dust to settle. Va'merachit, or somebody washes it. Va'sachu, he smears it. Va'malbish, he puts it on clothing. Va'mal, he puts on shoes. All these cases. Over beloisaseh, yeah, it's a loisaseh, it's a bad thing, it's an azara, it's avodah zara, maybe even yahar gaval yava, but it's not chayvim misis bezna. Chayvim misis bezna, Elohim aneskolin, is only if someone is oiveid, he's mezabeach, he's mekater, he's menasech, he's mishtachada, mekabli olav leiloiha, or he says eliyata. Hanoide b'shmoy, let's say somebody makes a neder in the name of avodah zara, about mekayim b'shmoy, which means if somebody swears in the name of avodah zara, ayin rashi, over b'loisaseh, those are also examples of b'loisaseh. Ha'poyer atzmi l'bal pa'or, so if somebody goes to the bathroom, but it was specifically to the avodah zara pa'or, zui avodasa, and as a result, he's going to be chayiv. Va'zirik evel markul, somebody throws a stone at markul, zui avodasa, and as a result, he too is going to be chayiv. So the Mishnah started, ha'ivet avodas keichavim, is Elohim aneskalim, and then the Mishnah gave examples. Echad ha'ivet, Echad HaMezabeach, Echad HaMekater, Echad HaMenasech, Echad HaMeshtachav, or if someone says, Eliyati is Mekabal Olav Eloiha. Great to Gemara, my Echad HaOved, what does Echad HaOved mean? I mean, Oved means you worship it. That's very general, right? And then you give me all the examples of, so what's Oved if it's not the examples that we just gave to explain what Oved is? Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah HaChikam, this is where you have to read the Mishnah. Echad HaOved Kedarka. If someone is oivet kedarko, the echad hamizabeach, echad hamikater, echad hamenasech, echad hamishtachave, va'afilu shuloi kedarko. I mean, if someone is oivet avodah zara kedarko, it doesn't matter what he did. For example, if someone's poyer atzma lepar, or someone's zayrik evan lemarkulis, that's considered the way to worship this avodah zara, and as a result, you're going to be chayv. It doesn't matter what you did. If this is the way of worshiping this avodah zara, you're going to be chayv. Then the Mishnah is saying that let's say you have an Avodah Zarah where the derech is not necessarily to bring it a carbon, the derech is not necessarily to do a nisuch, to do a shtachava, it doesn't matter. These things are so significant in Hilchas Avodah Zarah that if you do these things to Avodah Zarah, even if it's shaloi kedarka, you're going to be chayv. That is Pashup Shat the way you learn the Mishnah. It's again, Echad Oyvei kedarka, I don't care what it is, Vechad Mezabech, Vechulun, that's when it's even shaloi kedarka. Veit the Gemara, Velichshav Nami Zoyrek, right? So any Kachem Talmud knows that what's missing from this Mishnah is Zayrik, right? You have all the different Avodas, but Zrik is the Avodah, right? So what happened to Zayrik? Amar Abaya. Abaya said, Zayrik kainu menasech. Zayrik means menasech. The Pasuk says, Bal asech niskeya midam. This is David HaMelech talking in Tehillim, and he says that, I don't do Avodah. Yirbu atzvoysam achem maru, bal asech niskeya midam. I'm not going to pour dam. I could do zrika like the Ovdei Avodah Zarah. Now he's talking about dam. He's talking about zrika. But what was his lashon? Asir niskeya nisoch with dam. Oh, vaystoy zoyrek. What's the makar to all this? Tana Rabbanon. Iu nemar. It says in the Torah. Now this is the pasuk we need to know for this last gemara. Zoyveach lo Elohim yachram bilti lashem levade. What does that pasuk mean? Pshutei shal mikra. Zoyveach lo Elohim yachram. If somebody brings a carbon, he shechts a carbon. Zoyveach means to shecht a carbon. Avodah Zarah. Lo Elohim is lo Elohim acherim yachram. It's chay miso. When you bring the carbon, you have to bring the carbon only to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is Zok device. Ilu namazaveach Yachram, had it said Zoveach Yachram, meaning not Zoveach Lelohim. I would have thought, Bezaveach Kachim Bechutz HaKasim Adavit. The Pasuk is probably talking about, now, we're talking about someone who's bringing a carbon, it's Chai Misa. Now, you bring a carbon, it's supposed to be a good thing. Why are you Chai Misa? So, now, the answer is, says Lelohim, you brought Lavi Dazar. But had it not said Lelohim, then you would be wondering, why are you Chai Misa? So I would have thought it's talking about maybe someone that brings a carbon bachutz. He's a veach kachim bachutz. Talmud loymar leilohim. It says leilohim b'zayveach la'avodas koychavim hakasim adaber. Right? So had it not said zayveach leilohim yachram, just zayveach yachram, you would have been wondering why you chayv misa. Oh, probably because you shechted bachutz. Okay, it's a good answer, right? Shechitas chutz is a problem. So that's probably what's going on. But now that it says leilohim, it means you shechted la'avodas zar. Okay. Ein li'el b'zayveach. Now it says. Zoyveach, you know Zoyveach. Mekater u'menasech minayin. How do you know those avoidas? Talmud loyma. The next words are bilti l'Hashem levade. And the way we darshan these words are rikein ha'avoidos kulon l'shem hamiyochid. The way you read the pasuk is Zoyveach l'Elohim yachrom. If you shech to Elohim acher, you're going to be chayav misa. Bilti l'Hashem levade. That's like a separate inyan. That all avoidas have to be bilti l'Hashem. Every single avoida that you do. Your mekate, your menasech has to be built to Hashem levad. Says the Brisa Vayter, Lefisha Yotzah Zvicha Lidein Vavoydas Pnim. Now, the example of avoidus in this pasuk is Zoveach. Again, Zoveach is lavdafka because built in Hashem levad is marbo. All avoidus have to be for Hakadosh Baruch Hu. But there was one example that was given. That example is Zoveach. A Zoveach is someone that doesn't avoid the pnim. So minayin the rabbi's hishtachava. How would I know hishtachava? Meaning. Zoveach is an avodas pnim, but it means zoveach. Bilti l'Hashem levado is marba, but it's probably only marba ke'ein zoveach, which is avodas pnim, which would be the makar to someone that's makati or menasach. But how do I know a mishtachava? So Talmud Loimer, for that I have a different pasuk. It says vayelach vayavad elohim acherim vayishtachu lohem v'samach le, and close to that it says vayitzeitza so ishahu v'goymer, meaning vayitzeitza ishahu and give him skilo. So from there I know hishtachava as well. So again. From Zoyveach, I know Shchita. Bilti l'Hashem levad, I am marba, mekater, menasech. Yishtachava is a different parsha. Vayelach vayavad elohim acherim vayishtachu, v'samach lei vayitzeisa es ishahu. Oymish shamanu azar minayin. Now, I know the oymish, Zoyveach l'Elohim yachra. Or I know the oymish as it relates to yishtachava. Right, the Gemara's kasha is yishtachava. I know the oymish yishtachava, vayelach vayavad elohim acherim vayishtachu. How do I know the azar? Talmud Loimer, it says, ki lois yishtachava le'el acher. And that is Nazara for Ishtachava. The Rishonim ask, it's Tosfos Kasha, that why do I need a special Azara for Ishtachava? There's a loisa say not to be over Avodah Zarah. In fact, the Gemara doesn't even ask, what's the makar to the Azara for Zoveach and Mekater Menasech? The Teretz is, lo yilois Ishtachava, lo yilois Ovdeim, right? The Aseret HaDibris. All of a sudden here, when it comes to Ishtachava, and what also, what happened to lois Ishtachava lehem in the Aseret HaDibris? Ki lois Ishtachava le'el acher. But either way, I'm Tosfos. But the bottom line is, the Brisa goes, right to Yochashani Mar Bahamad. You would think to be mad about all these other things as well. It says at the end of the day, Zoveach. So it has to be something that's Dumya de Zoveach, which is Avodas Pnim. Yotze Ishtachava, Lidoim Ba'atzma. Now, Ishtachava, even though it's not Avodas Pnim, is included. Why? Because it's mentioned. Mefurish, of a yotza zvicha lidin ala klal kule, very wordy brisa, but zvicha, which was singled out, is melamed on the klal, and it teaches me that besides for ishtachava, which was mentioned specifically, anything else that you're going to be marba from bilti l'Hashem levadai is going to have to be dumi de zaveach. So again, just to be clear, what's the makar to the Mishnah? It says in the Torah, zaveach lo Elohim yachram bilti l'Hashem levadai. From Zoveach Elohim Yachram, we learn that even if it's Shaloi Kedarka, you do a Zvicha, Yichai Misa. From Bilti L'Hashem Levadai, we learn that any Avoida, which is an Avoida's Pnin, meaning it's similar to the Avoida of Zvicha, even if it's shaloi kedarka, it's not the derech to worship the Avodah Zarah this way, it doesn't matter, you're going to be chai. Maybe you should be marbe everything. No, it has to be dumi d'zeveach. Zeveach is Avodah Zpinim. So bilti l'Hashem levadi will be inclusive of anything else that's also Avodah Zpinim. Now, Mishnah gave a few examples of it. Amekater, Hamenasech, Zoyrek, you see in the Gemara. But the point is, if it's an Avodah Zpinim, then it's going to be included in that. Now, the one exception, something that's not Avodah Zpinim, and you'll be chayiv, even if it's Shaloi Kedarka, is a Shtachava. And what's that? It's a different, whole different pasuk. Vayelech, Vayavad, Lim Acherim, Vayishtachulam. That's an extra pasuk. We don't need the pasuk to tell to me if it's Kedarka, it must be Shaloi Kedarka. I know the Azara, I know the Yonish, and that's how I know it's going to be true for Shtachava as well. Just one last piece. Amamar, we said in the Braisa, Yisi Oimer, Bezeveach, Kachem, Bechutz, Hakasim, Medab. Right, had it said Zoyveach, Yachrom, not Zoyveach, Lelehim, Yachrom, I would have thought the pasuk was talking about someone that Shechts Bachutz. Freit the Gemara, Zoyveach, Kachem, Bachutz, Korosu. Can't be. First of all, it's a whole different parsha in the Torah. It's in parsha Sacharimais. Besides, wrong Einish. What's the Einish for someone that does Shechitas Chutz? Chorus. What's the Einish for Zoyveach? Yachram. That's Misas Bezdin. So how could you have thought it's Chorus? So the Gemara says a Pash the Torah. It's all good. I would have thought. Ki Asru Be Ktava. Ki Loi Asru Be Chorus Kamashu. Right? Any person that's Chayim Misas Bezdin, if there was no Hasra, we know he's Chayim Chorus. So you would have thought that Shechitas Chutz has a parsha Misas Bezdin. Either is a parsha in the Torah of Chorus. Yeah, one is talking about when there's Hasra, and the other one is talking about when there was no Hasra. Kamash Malon, Zoyveach Lelehim, and being that it's Nez Zoyveach Lelehim, so it's for that reason. It's for that reason we know that it's talking not about Shechitas Chutz. We know it's talking about somebody that Shechted L'Avodah Zarah. Not for now, but this is something that we spoke about not so long ago. And that is, it's Yodua that the Arizal said that Zoyveach L'Elohim, if somebody brings a carbon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he has in mind the Shem Elohim, that one of the Shemos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yochram, Yischai Misa. Bilti L'Hashem, Bilti L'Havaya L'Vavay. Then when a Yid brought a carbon, he had to have a mind Havaya. And the reason is, because the Shem Havaya is the Shem Ha'etzim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All the other Shemos, like we spoke about on Amud Aleph, are really not the Shem Ha'etzim. The frat, as it relates to the Shem Elikim, you find Elikim Lashon Kodesh, and you find Elohim Acherim Lashon Kael. So on some level, that Rizal said, if a person brought a carbon, and he had in Zin, the name Elikim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's treading on Shittuf. It's the same Shem that's used to describe both. And this is Zoyveach Elohim Yachrom. Why did we talk about this once upon a time? Because there's a fascinating pulmis that happened once upon a time. This is in the 1600s, the Shuvan, the Shara Fry, where there was a big Baldarshan who had, this was circa Shapsai Tzvi, in Kamakonu Lahara, who got up and he darshan, and he said that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe and Parashat Shmos that there's going to be a day, Tavdun as Elohim, Allah Harazeh, it was referring to the Chet HaEgel. Chai Yisrael said, Eilu Elohecha Yisrael. And that's what, and somebody was in the audience, he got up and he made a macha. And the question was, what do you do with this younger man who got up and he was mamish, megal upon a Torah? You take the word, Tavdin Elohim, which means HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he said, you know what it means? It means that the Yidden are going to worship the Eagle. They said, Eilu Elohecha Yisrael. Right, that's what's going on over here. How can you do something like that? So in the course of that shuv, he says, that's terrible what the person did and we have to deal with it. But everyone has to take a little bit of a deep breath. And he brought Mekairis when you find, look what the Arizal did. Zoyveach Lelehim Yachram, and the Arizal Taich, it really means Elohim. It's a pal. The truth is, the Hergish of the Arizal Shechen and Ramban. The Ramban, in the beginning of Parshas Vayikra, says that every time it says carbon, it always says Havai. It's always the Shem Havai. And the Ramban says this Inyan. Carbon is had to be Havai. But to take the Pasuk of Zoyveach Lelehim Yachram and turn it from Elohim to Elohim, which is going right, the other way. I mean, what this year did was, he took Elohim Kodesh and he made it Chav. But the point was, Shengeheret Azal Chazak, and not advocating for it. But the point is that they wanted to put him in Cherim, they wanted to do terrible things. Dvar Matikin. But either way, just to end with one Ha'ara, which is Dvar Be'itai Matai. It's Dvar Be'itai just because of what's going on in the world, and it's Dvar Be'itai because we're in Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh. That is, the Gemara, in the Sechtes Brachis, Daftal Ramad Aleph says, Ad Yavar Amcha Hashem, Ad Yavar Am Zukonisa. We say this every single day in Oz Yashem. Says the Gemara, Ad Yavar Amcha Hashem Zubir Rishon. This was a nevuah about the fact that the Yidden were going to enter Eretz Yisrael for the first time. Ad Yavar Am Zukonisa Zubir Shneir. This was a nevuah that the Yidden would enter Eretz Yisrael a second time. The first time the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael was when they left the Midbar. Yeshua Machnis, Allah Zakain Gadol, the Skenim, when they entered Eretz Yisrael that first time, that's what the Gemara refers to as Bir Rishayim. The Piyut Shnia was after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed and the Yidden ended up in Babel for 7 years. The May Ezra, they went into Eretz Yisrael the second time. So it says the Gemara, Ad Yaber Amcha Hashem to be Rishoyim. Ad Yaber Am Zuka Nisa to be a Shnir. Mikana Mechachamim. From here the Chachamim said, Uyim Hoy Yisrael the Yosislam Nesbi May Ezra Kiderach Shanaslam Bimei Yishobinon. Really, the Yidden were deserving of having miracles, Bimei Ezra, the same way that they had miracles, Bimei Yishobinon. El Shagar Machet. The reason it didn't play out that way is because of the Averis that the Yidden had. And for that reason, when they entered Eretz Yisrael, Bimei Ezra, it was very, very different than the way they entered Eretz Yisrael in the times of Yeshua Benon. So because of this hekesh of the Bia Rishoyim and the Bia Shnir, the two times that the Yidden conquered the land of Eretz Yisrael, we learned that really the two Bias was supposed to be the same. And the second time the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael, it was supposed to be the way they entered the first time. The reason it didn't play itself out that way is Gar Manes. Rashi says, what does it mean, Ru'uyim Hayu Yisrael? It means lovay biyadram. The way the Yidden should have entered Eretz Yisrael is biyadram. Elishagar machet. Zok Rashi. And because of the chet that they did, they didn't go biyadram. El b'shus koyrish. They needed the permission of koyrish. V'chol yimei malchei paras. In fact, all the days of malchei paras nishtabdu lehem lekoyrish. They were subservient to koyrish. Ula achashverish, which is davar b'itei matayv, right? It's officially 30 days before Purim. You have to be deiresh behilchas Purim. So it was a situation where throughout the entire tkufa b'yasheni, they would on some level be under the governance of koyrish and achashverish and dayav v'sha'achroi. And it wasn't supposed to be that way. Really, they should have gone beyond Roma. And the reason it was the way it was Shigar Machet. Now, in order to appreciate this a little bit better, I think we have to just read a few psukim in terms of reacquaint ourselves with what it was like, Bimei Koyrish, when the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael. So just a little bit of Jewish history. And that is, the Yidden, we know, the Yidden were in Bavel right after the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. They were in Bavel for 70 years. And at the end of the 70 years, Koresh, who was the king of Persia, who's known in the secular world as Cyrus the Great, he gives the Yidden permission to go back to Eretz Yisrael and rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. And the story of Koresh is described in Navi, right in the beginning of Sefer Ezra. This is Sefer Ezra, it's Perek Aleph, Pasuk Aleph. The Pasuk says, U'bishnas achas, with Koresh Melech Paras. This was the first year of Koresh, who was the king of Persia. L'chlois tvar Hashem mipi Yirmiyo. Heir Hashem es ruach Koresh Melech Paras. Vayavar kol b'chol malchusoy v'gam b'michtav leinu. He makes this big ramkol. He sends out letters and telegrams. And he says the following. Koyamar Koresh Melech Paras. So says Cyrus, the king of Persia. Kol mamlechay se'aretz nasan li'Hashem alikei ha'shamayim. God is giving me the entire land. It was Moshe the Kippah. The Hu Pakad Olai, and he instructed me, right? He had this Ruach, this Zairus. It's not a Navi. It's like Hashem came to him and told him. But he has this Zairus, Livnoi Leibayis, B'Yerushalayim, Hashem Yehuda, to build for him a Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. Mi Bochem Mikolam. Any Jew that wants, Yehalikavimai, may God be with him. V'yal Yerushalayim Hashem Yehuda. He should go to Yerushalayim, which is in Yehuda. V'yiven es Beis Hashem Alikei Yisrael, Hu Alikim Hashem Yerushalayim. He says, anyone that wants, you can go. Any person that doesn't want to go, yinasu anshe mekoymai, I want all the landsmen to give them chashivos. Bekesef, ubezav, uberchosh, ubevehema, imhanadav, lebeso, lekim hashev yushalayim. So Koresh one day gets this Osiris. He says, I feel God speaking to me, and he's giving me he's telling me that I want mi bochem mikol amoy, yihali kavimoy, v'yali Yerushalayim Hashem Yehuda, v'yiven espes Hashem alikei Yisrael. Hu alikim Hashem Yerushalayim. So the Pasuk says, v'yakumu Rashi, obviously Yehuda, u'binyam v'akeihane v'alaviyam l'chol he'ir v'alikim es ruchay, l'alois livnois espes Hashem Yerushalayim. And the Pasuk goes on and says, who went and who didn't go, and astonishingly, not that many Yidden went, right? 42,360, that's a real number. That's how many Jews end up going to Eretz Yisrael. But most Yidden stayed back behind and did not go and heed the call of Koresh. This is the Bia Shnia that we were zoicha to only because Gar Machet. Meaning, this is the way a Yid goes to Yerushalayim. You're going to go rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. You go with a Starkite. You go beyond Ramah, right? That's how you're supposed to go. But, and it should have been that way. Ad Yaver, Ad Yaver. This is really what it was supposed to be. But because of Garam Achet, oh, what was the Chet? That's a whole nother sugya. But because it was Garam, the Mashah says in Yumad Af Yud, the Chet was at Yindinga. That was good for the Chet. Had they gone Kachayma, they would have gotten. But the problem was they didn't go. But that's already a whole different thing. But the point is, because of the fact that the Yidden had sinned, they weren't on the Madrega, and because they weren't on the Madrega, this is the way it played itself out. So here's my question that I think is worth pondering. Be a Shlishis. That's going to come B'mher B'yameinu. How's that going to be? Is that going to play itself out the way B'ir Rishayna played itself out? Or is this going to play itself out the way B'ir Shnia played itself out? B'ir Rishayna was B'yadrum. Right? Just think about it. It was Kriyas Yamsuf. Rasa Shivcha B'ayom Mashalei Roy Yecheskel B'embuzi Me'ayom. Moshe Rabbeinu was the leader. This Makis. Oz Yashem Moshe. Zekilim. Everyone was able to point. Right? Yemin Hashem Rei Meima. Think about all the things that we were Zoycha to during the B'ir Rishayna. And even when they entered Eretz Yisrael, with Yeshua Ben Nun, the way they took down Yericho, etc., etc. 36 people died in the battle of Ai, Kishloishim, Visheshish, we spoke about that recently. So, the incredible, incredible miracles. Ba'yisheini, yeah, the Yidden went. They schlepped themselves into Eretz. Most Yidden didn't even go. They had to go Brishnas Kairesh. It's financed by the Persian government, right? That's how it played itself out. Daryavish, the son of Esther, we're not even sure if he's a Yid at that time. They remain under the Mamshala of Achashverosh. We know what that's all about, right? You know a little bit about Vayehi B'mei Achashverosh. What's B'ir Shlishis going to look like? When the Yidden come to Eretz Yisrael for the Geula Shleima, we're going to go the way we went B'mei B'ir Rishayna, or is it going to be the way we went B'mei B'ir Shlishis? Now, I'm confident that if you ask anybody, his knee-jerk reaction is going to be, of course it's going to be like B'ir Rishayna. In fact, it says, "Ki meitzeischa me'eretz Mitzrayim, erenu neflos." Everybody knows that. And truth is, that's a mefurish gemara eichet. It's a gemara at the end of the first parak in Masechtas Brachos, where the gemara says it's going to be a time when no one's even going to talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim, because the miracles that we're going to witness in the end of days by Gog u'Magog, etc., etc., are going to pale in comparison. Right? The gemara gives a mashal. Mashal ma'adav adayim elo adam shayim mahalich bederech upaga boizei v'nitzol mimenu v'yim masapu v'holich ma'isez zev. Whoever he makes, you heard about the zev. You heard about the zev. Upaga boyari v'nitzol mimenu. Then he met the Nachash, and the Nachash was so much of a bigger atzal, so that's the only thing he was talking about. Meaning, because the miracles that we're going to be zeichet to in the end of days are going to be so much greater. Right, how does this come in, by the way, to the end of the first parak of Masechtas Brachos? If you remember, Pashim Shad, how does it come in? Because what's the last mission of the first parak of Masechtas Brachos? Amar Rav Elazar ben Azariah, Harei Ani Kiven Shivim Shana, V'lo Yizachisi Sheteyomer Yitzis Mitzrayim Baleilois, Ad Shedarshim Ben Zoymer, Shenemad Man Tizchas Yoyim Tzeis Chum Eretz Mitzrayim Kol Yimei Chayecho. Yimei Chayecho Hayot, Kol Yimei Chayecho Aleilois. The Chachomim say no, Yimei Chayecho Zoy Lamazet. Frank, the Gemara, what? In your Moisa Mashiach? You're going to be talking about Yetzias. It's going to be a joke. It's going to be a galechta compared to what we're going to witness. We're going to witness such incredible miracles. No one's going to be talking about it anymore. So, of course, that's the short answer. The shorter answer is that we may buy a shlishi, we may be a shlishis. It's going to be the way it was. Sheinemol, a multiple, an exponential multiple of the way it was by Bayis Rishi. But the truth is, if you look in the Rishonim, it's not as posh as you think. Now, the Hakdama to this type of Shavuz is, because anytime you talk about Achris HaYomim, and Bayis Shlishi, and Tchis HaMesim, and Olam Haba, Mashiach Ben Yosef, and Shem Ben David, Rishonim, Mashiach Ben David, the Rishonim talk about two different Tchis HaMesims. Right, so the Rambam in the end of Hilchas Malachim, he gives a disclaimer to all these shmuz, and he says, you always have to know when you talk about these things that you don't really know what you're talking about. He says, the Nevi'im already said, and these are things that it's their chida, their chmashal, so we don't really know. And certainly, in the spirit of a rabbi, we really don't know. But the point is, there are some giluim in the Rishonim for a very, very clear zach that I think we could take away from. And that is, I just want to mention three Rishonim from the Rishonim. That's Mamash Mitchid Vatzai. The first is the Ramban. The Ramban is in his Pirishan, Shir HaShirim. It's on the Pasuk, Ha'elef L'cha Shloim. So Ramban says as follows, quote, Reishis HaGu'ula HaAsida. The Reishis of the Gula HaAsida, Tia Alpi Rishyon HaMalchios. It's going to happen because the Malchios, the nations of the world, are going to give the Jews permission to go to Eretz Yisrael. V'yik tzas kibbutz galias. And as a result of the permission that's going to be granted, there's going to be a little bit of a kibbutz galias. V'achakach yoisif Hashem yisbaruch shen yisyadim. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be moisiv tzintzveitimo. Kedichsev, and it's a pasuk. It says v'shav Hashem alekecha eshvuscha. Zok to Ramban, v'achakach, it says again, v'shav v'kibetzcha mikol ha'am.
What are these two veshavs? So the teretz is going to be the reishis agula, and then there's going to be the hashlam of the gula. And reishis agula asidotia al pirishen hamalchios. That's going to be a ktsas gula. That's the veshav Hashem alikach hashfuscha. And then the second one is going to be veshav kibetzcha mikola. This is the Ramban and his pirish on Shir Hashir. The second maramakim in the Rishonim is Rabbeinu Bechaya, and this is in Parsha Shmini. It's with regards to all the non-kosher animals that are mentioned in the Torah, one of which is the chazir. And Rabbeinu Bechaya says as follows, Ubemedrash Tanchum. Medrash Tanchum I found, it says, Lama Nimshlam Malchus Ulechazir. So which Malchus was compared to the chazir in the Nevuah of Daniel? It was Edom. Edom was compared to the chazir. So it says the Tanchum, Lama Nimshlam Malchus Ulechazir. Why is this Malchus compared to the chazir? She'asra Kadosh Baruch Hu Lachzir Aleihem. It's because Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to be machzir, is going to get back at them. They're going to get midas adin. Oh, but the yesh nuschois, but says Rabbeinu Bechaya, I found different nuschois in this tanchum. That Edom is called a chazir because Edom is going to be machzir ator lenoichnu. The two batim mikdashim that we had were built by Yid. Bayis rishon banu shloim, shum yizera Yehuda. Bayis sheni banu zrubavel. Shayyam came Mizer Yehuda. Shenema Yidei Zrubavel Yistu Vegoyim. The Nase was paid for Al Yidei Koyresh. Shenosan Rishus Bozer. Avol Abayis Hashlishi Asida Umma Zulev Noisai. You want to know who's going to build the third base Hamikdash? This Umma, it's Edom. Vezel Shamru Asid LaHachzer Atara LiYoshna. The Fisha Hu Hechrivai. Being that Edom destroyed the base Hamikdash, they have a chiv now. Shalim Yishalim Amaver Zabeira. They have a chiv right now to pay. Eish, it's one of our Bava Sezikin. So we'll build it back up. And that's what they're going to do. And that's why Edom is referred to as the Chazir. She'osin lahachzer atar liyosh. Because the first base Hamikdash, Shloim HaMelech built. Second base Hamikdash, Zubavel, has a sheiches to Rumas Oilam because it had to come out of the Kurdish. Oh, but the third base Hamikdash, Zok Rebbeinu Bechaya, he said he found this in the Tanchuma. You know who's going to build it? It's going to be built by Edom, and that's why Edom is referred to as the Chazir. The third Maramakim is Radak. The Radak is in his Pirush on Tehillim. The Pasuk says, Al Tiftachu v'nedivim, b'ven Adam she'im lois Seshua. Says the Radak, b'lashoyni Azov. What does it mean, she'im lois Seshua? She'im loy b'rotzoin hoker, ein b'yad ha'odam lo yishia chaveirem mitzarasa. Because although there are people that can help, right? Life, we all know people that can help. But they could only help if the Eibishter wants them to help. Ki l'ashem levadoi chazdoi, because l'ashem levadoi, jumping here to Evan Ezra, ki l'ashem levadoi hachua, v'hu yisoy v'vena, al yidei b'nei yod. Meaning, al tiftachu b'nedivim doesn't mean that a person can't help. Of course it can help. But his help is only going to come if Hashem signs off on it. But then Adam she'ein lo yisashua, that he himself has no ability to help unless the Eibishter wants him to help. But if the Eibishter wants a person to help, of course, says the Radak, I'll give you a mashal. I'll give you a mashal of a situation where there were nedivim. What does a nadiv mean literally? Like a president, right? It means like a minister, a prime minister, I don't know. That's what a nadiv is. I'll give you a situation where there were nedivim that helped, but the only reason they were able to help was because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted them to help. Like the tshuva of Golus Bavel came from nedivim, we'd say for Ezra. Of course it came from nedivim. But the Eibishter was ma'orer him to do it. So al tivtachu ben nedivim, but then Adam, you know why Shein Leish Teshuva? Not that, of course enough could help. There's a federal pardon, they can give you, they can do a lot of things. Oh, but it has to come from the Eibishter, because if it doesn't come from the Eibishter, it's not going to happen. And the exhibit A for that is Chua's Golos Bavel, which happened like the Kodesh. Zokter Adak, and I quote, V'chein lo osit, the same will be true l'osit lova, Yisavev Geulas Yisrael, al yidei Malchei Hagoyim. The Geulas Yisrael is going to come out of the Malchei Agoyim. She Yorash Es Rucham L'Shalcham. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to all of a sudden inspire them to want to help the Yidden. K'ma Shekosu Ve'eviu Es Kol Acheichem Mikol Agoyim Minchol Hashem V'zei Yeh L'fi Shebotchu Yisrael B'Golusam V'Kel Yisrael B'Kel Yisrael. Because Klai Yisrael had B'tochen HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I mean, if we understand Al Tiftachu B'Nedivim, then you know what's going to happen? Then through the Nedivim, you have the irony? If you understand that Yeshua doesn't come from the Nedivim, then Yeshua is going to come from the Nedivim. But the bottom line is, Zokter Adak, that's what happened, we make Kodesh, and he says that's the way it's going to be, La'asulavai. One last Maramakim, and that is the Vilna Goyim, and his Pirush on Tikune Zoyar. He says as follows, the Pasuk says, Uberachamin G'doy L'makabtzech, says the Goyim, quote, V'hu yeh pekido, K'moy shahoye b'bayesheni, b'make Kodesh. Checkmate. the Gula Asida is going to start not the way it was by Yisrishin. It's going to start the way it was in Mebay Sheni. V'yir pekida k'moishahoye pebay Sheni. Mei Kodesh. I k'meit says Eretz Yisrael merenu neflois. The teretz is there's the haschol of the geula and then there's the hashlam of the geula. The haschol of the geula, that's the first v'shav like the Ramban says. The hashlam of the geula, that's the second v'shav like the Ramban says. But the geula is going to be made up of two parts. But it's pashatos. Of course, by Yisrishi is going to be bir rishayna. It's not, but it was bash to the Goyen. The Goyen says, well, yeah, p'kida k'moshahoya b'may b'may yesheni b'may koish t'ayin tzu koirish. Now, could be the reason is because it's gar machet, and unfortunately we're not worthy of, I mean, if they weren't worthy then, what are we going to say? But the bottom line is that really the Gula Asid is supposed to come in such an oifen. This is the way it's supposed to manifest itself. You know, the emes is, when you think about what's been going on, you know, in the entire world, but b'frat and Eretz Yisrael during this last kufa, really going back to October 7th, we're clearly living in times where something is different, right? This is not regular times, right? I know I'm not that old, but this is a not posh the times. I mean, if you think about the last 100 years, the story of Klal Yisrael has been not posh. It's starting from the Holocaust, which was something that was just unprecedented, to the fact that you have millions of Yidden living in Eretz Yisrael today, where, you know, you read Shuvah's Chassam Sofer, where the Chassam Sofer is bemoaning the fact that no one's living in Eretz Yisrael. He has his one Talmud that he sent to Eretz Yisrael, and he heard that he settled in Tzfas, and he says, why are you in Tzfas? You should have been in Yerushalayim. And he starts saying how the Ramban bemoaned the Churban of Yerushalayim, and it's so terrible. He says, today, you look around today, look what's going on in Yerushalayim, yeshivas, and chassidish yeshivas, and litvish yeshivas, you have everything, mamish, and bati midrashim, and rebbes, and rosh yeshivas. What Yerushalayim is mamish, and irat Torah today. Wasn't like that very, very recently. And when you think about just what happened over the last 100 years, and befrat in the last year, things seem to be moving very, very quickly. And befrat, you know, when you hear the president of the United States of America, the most powerful country in the world, saying the types of things he's saying now, like, it makes you wonder. And the truth is, I don't know, everyone I know is ganz glued to the news these days, right? Hashtag CBN. That's where everyone I know is spending a lot of time, because it's fascinating. But the truth is, it's not just fascinating. There's for sure a premius over here. Now, what's going on? Obviously, I have no idea. This is way, 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 way above my pay grade. I obviously don't have the chutzpah to even opine. But one thing is klar, that if you look in the Rishonim, without getting involved in all these inyanim, it's klar in the Rishonim. It's klar. It's not, I read a Ramban, I read a Rabbeinu Bechaya, I read a Radak, and I read a Goyen. It's not a Shiloh. That there is some inyan, that the Gula Asida, that the beginning is for sure going to happen, Ayidei Rishon HaMalchus, it's going to be more similar to the way it happened in Mei Koresh, then it is going to be the way it happened in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu Yeshua Ben Nun. And really, the avoda is for us to deher it a little bit and to realize it and to chap. You know something? Maybe we're living in Mashiach. I mean, the Chafetz Chaim said 100 years ago was the Kesud Mashiach. So what's the shaila for living in the Kesud Mashiach? Right? This is the Tzadikim refer to this as the Letz Tadar. So we're holding in the Letz Tadar, and you mamish see it happening. And really, I think it's poshut that if you look at this with open eyes, it begets hergeshim of tzipisa liyeshua, of a mitzafim liyeshua. And really, that is, I think, more than anything, what we can do to just bring it home, because we're clearly very, very close. All the simonim are here. We have the mishan that brings us to the miftach. Right? We're so close to the point where you can mamish feel it, and maybe in the schos of us being able to deher it and look at what's going on in the world with abyssal mer pnimius digargen. Maybe this is what we need to just knock this out already. We should talk to the zoicha. Hopefully I get to cancel my return flight home, and we should just stay in Yerushalayim HaKodesh. Be'ezkayot tzedek v'mher b'yameinu amen.